Good morning, Cody Shamble here with you, and I'm joined by Bob Moses, Prairie du Chien Area Chamber of Commerce Director, and I am also joined by Mike Wickstrom of River's Edge Gems, the newest member of the Prairie du Chien Area Chamber of Commerce. So good morning to both of you, and Bob, I'll let you kind of take it from me first here as far as they're going to be featured as the Monday morning minutes here coming up with some more information, not only what we talk about here in the interview.
Correct. Good morning, Cody. What we like to do when individuals join our chamber, they're investing in our organization, so we'll make sure that we're investing in theirs as well. So moving forward, even going into 2025, the chamber is going to be spotlighting all of our members. We're going to do it on a weekly basis, and it will also coincide with our Monday morning minute. This coming Monday, we are going to be featuring River's Edge Gems, and we are going to be promoting them as our newest chamber member. And I've asked Mike to come in today to actually talk to our members and the community are a little about his business, his background, and just let him know how thrilled we are to have him in Prairie du Chien.
All right, Mike, go ahead, take it away. Give us all the information you have, where are you guys located, your hours, and what exactly do you do at River's Edge Gems?
Oh, thanks for letting me be here. Short version is I'm over by the bowling alley in the back of the Fleming Insurance Building. Many people know it as the old Steel Chiropractic Office, and probably the best way to find that. So plenty of parking, sort of on the main road, but I've been doing jewelry for over 35 years. I have worked for Nordstrom, Saks Fifth Avenue, ran their division. I was the very first manager, the very first Jared's in the United States, which was in Aurora, Colorado. Ended up working in jewelry part-time while I was in college and just fell in love with the business and have stuck with it off and on with a few detours for some military time after September 11th. But even that was beneficial because I was able to hunt down some unique gemstones in Afghanistan and other places. So the majority of the jewelry is handmade one-of-a-kind items. And even in the few that there are just commercially available mountings, every gemstone has been hand-selected by me. I match everything for brightness and saturation and color and tone. And I also carry a lot of unique gemstones that most places won't. I have Malaysian garnets, black opals, Montana sapphires, in fact, many different colored sapphires, from orange, pink, green, teal, various other species of gemstones that you just don't see out there. And so as a graduate gemologist, it's just fun to play with gemstones. That's one of my passions. So I just want to bring that passion back into the world and put some beauty back in the world.
Yeah, we have a couple of different examples here, and you brought some as well of the uniqueness and the rarity of the gems that you have, River's Edge Gems. You want to talk us through a couple, maybe the ones I have in front of me here, and kind of just what went into them, how unique those gems are?
Sure. Every year I go to the Tucson Gem and Mineral Show, which is one of the major jewelry shows in the world, and I do business with a number of different cutters from all over the world, Pakistan, Afghanistan, India, Sri Lanka, all sorts of places, Australia. And I always try to find some of the most unique, beautiful things I can. And one of the pieces that I picked up last year was some Malaysian garnet, which is a really beautiful pink. It's not the rust color red that most people think of, and it's just spectacular stuff, and it's just wonderful. And so I've put together a couple pendants. I have some loose ovals and some other things that I can make whatever somebody would like and whatever they could dream of. Additionally, some of the hand-carved pieces, I use a lot of druzy, things that I find along the river bluffs. There's a this area is geologically very interesting. We have a lot of limestone in those limestone bluffs. Because of the way the geological formations are, there's some crystal structures. Basically, you can find some amethyst, you can find quartz, and some of those little tiny pieces are called druzy because it means basically it looks like sugar, but it's really sparkly. And so that comes in a variety of different colors, from like a deep cinnamon to kind of a light beige to a white, and I've taken some of that and put that into some jewelry and hand-fabricated some beautiful necklaces and pendants, and those are unique to this area. So that's why I like to call it River's Edge Gems. The majority of this stuff is all inspired by the river.
I think something I found last week when I was there was, you know, you also have some really creative things regarding like bald eagles. Also, there's some things regarding like fossils, things too that I saw that you actually had in your store. Can you talk about the uniqueness of that and how that relates to our area here around Prairie du Chien as well?
Sure. I grew up in Winona, Minnesota, spent a lot of time down in this area. So as I've gotten older and I decided to retire, I wanted to settle down here. And I've always loved the river. So when I'm out walking, hunting, do whatever I'm doing, I happen to just kind of keep an eye out of things. And like, I make some twig rings, which are made to look like tree branches. I've got some I've eagles. We have an abundance of eagles here, so I've made some eagle pendants and eagle earrings. Fireflies and dragonflies, and they can be set up with whatever gemstone that somebody wanted. But the fireflies pretty much just stick with the citrine and the peridot because it looks like the most natural color of a firefly. So if that's your favorite insect, you get to wear it.
Yeah, it's amazing, the stuff that you've shown us here, folks. You got to go take a look down at the shop and figure out. There's definitely going to be something there for a unique piece to find there. And not only do you do the jewelry, but you also, you know, you'll help out with watch batteries and simple things like that, loose diamonds and gemstones, appraisals and evaluations for folks as well. And then if you want to give your hours real quick as well for folks.
Sure. I'm open Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday, 10 to 5, and by appointment all other times. But through Christmas, I will be open on Saturday as well from 10 to 4.
And then, yeah, those the couple days before Christmas
correct.
As well, correct?
Yes. Yeah, there. 23rd and 24th, we will also be open.
Yeah, and go ahead, Bob.
The address is 1620 South Marquette Road. You really cannot miss it. Just look for the Fleming sign, and they're right in the back. They have a really nice location, nice store, very well organized. I think around the holidays, a good time to actually stop over and pick up a few things before Christmas.
All right. Thanks, Bob. Thanks, Mike, for stopping by.
Thank you.